अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्ण अय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोस्। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि राधे तं नयमाम चरणं। Yesterday, first of all, my heartly obeisances in the lotus feet of my Guru Padma Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pasishmad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And again, millions of my dandot pranam in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pasishmad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. We have discussed Dhruva Charitra, Puranjan Upakhyan, and Kapil Devhuti Sambad also. In all Charitra,
character, histories,
it has been told, if a man want to be happy, he should do bhajan of Krishna, chant Hari name. This is Bhakti Yoga. But it is very rare to have darshan of any high class of devotee by which you can hear and then you will select your Gurudev, Diksha, Siksha, and then Vishambhain Gurau Seva. By his service, we can have bhakti yoga. The bhakti of Dhruv was not pure. It is called sakam bhakti. That is, he has some desire, though he accepted bhakti yoga, but by that he desires something worldly. So we cannot follow him. And by Puranjan Upakhyan you saw that worldly sense gratification, can it give happy to anyone? One day they will have to be old and give up this body, especially at the time of death, to whom you will remember, will have to come in that form. If you remember your wife, then you will be lady. And if ladies at the time of death, they can remember any man, oh, they will be men. If anyone remember his dogs, then he must be dog. So don't keep dog. Now,
Translation. 也就是呢，从事对Krishna的这个灵修服务，唱诵Krishna的圣名。那么这称为呢Bhakti Yoga，奉爱瑜伽。但是在这个世界上，很罕有能够得到呢高等的联谊，让你能够得以聆听，并且呢去获取哈Diksha啊启迪以及Shiksha训示。然后呢，我们去从事呢对Guru的服务Guru Seva。那么通过对Guru的服务，我们才得以呢。 发展我们的奉爱Bhakti，那么不纯粹的Bhakti被称为呢Sakanda Bhakti，也就是混杂有其他的世俗欲望。尽管一个人接受了Bhakti Yoga，奉爱瑜伽，但是他仍有世俗的欲望。但是终极来说，世俗欲望并不能给一个人带来快乐。我们终有老死之日。那么当老死之时，如果你记得什么，那么你记得到这些躯体，比如说男人记得他的妻子。 那么他来世呢获得一个女生，如果女人记得他丈夫的话呢，那么来世得一个男生。如果呢一个人记得他的狗的话，那么他可能将呢投生为狗，所以呢我们不要养狗。Finish.
Now. In Bhagavatam, it has been told, Gita also, that what he will meditate at the time of death, you will become in form of that thing. Bharat Maharaj, being a high class Vaishnava, he left his wife, sons, daughter, and very big kingdom and went to forest. But there, anyhow, he was in the stage of bhav. Asakti then bhav that. But at the time of death he was remembering a deer and he became deer. His three
lives,
lives were in vain. Anyhow, in his third birth, again he became in same stage. How? Sriman Padmanabha Maharaj will speak Bharat Charitra.
那么现在我们就是在博迦瓦谈呢，以及在博迦梵歌呢，都谈到了死亡之时一个人冥想什么，你。 他必将得到这个形体，像 Bharata 大君，那么他呢离开了妻儿子女，离开了伟大的王国，去到森林中隐修。那么在那里，他实际上已经到达了巴这个阶段，也就是在 Asakti 之后的这么一个非常高等的这个灵修的阶段。但是在死亡之时，他却记起了那只鹿，所以他呢 投胎为鹿，浪费了三世啊，在他第三世的时候呢，他才再次哈诞生为人。
Om Jnana Timiram Dasya Jnanam Jana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So Srila Gurudev is continuing to bring us through the different cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam with the aim of teaching us what is pure bhakti.
那么 Srila Gurudev 的话呢，哈，带领我们呢走遍走过了哈，盛典婆伽瓦堂的不同的篇章，然后指出呢什么是纯粹的哈这个奉爱 bhakti。
And as we heard from the story of Dhruva Maharaj, there is bhakti which is executed with material desires mixed in.
昨天我们已经聆听了哈关于 Dhruva 大君的故事。那么他呢有这个奉爱，他执行奉献服务，但是呢他里面混杂有呢物质的这个欲望。
But that is not pure bhakti.
所以这不能称之为呢纯粹的 bhakti 奉爱。
Now in this story, in this history from Srimad Bhagavatam, we are hearing about the life of a very great king named Bharat Maharaj, who was actually a very great devotee, great Vaishnava king.
那么今天在这段古史里面我们将得以聆听了这个伟大的奉献者啊 Bharat 大君的这个故事，他实际上是一个伟大的国王。
And in fact, this planet Earth, is named after him, Bharat Varsha.
那么实际上这个地球呢也以他们命名了，被称为呢Bharat Varsha.
Bharat Varsha.
Varsha, Varsha.
So, Bharat Maharaj, in his kingdom.He was vastly wealthy. He controlled all the lands on the surface of the earth. But yet, he had no attachment at all to his beautiful palaces, his wealth, his wives, his children. He gave up everything very easily, just as a person who passes stool goes to the toilet and leaves it behind.
那么尽管Bharat 大君的话呢非常之富有了，拥有了美丽的宫殿财富。妻子以及呢王国等等，但是呢他像拉大便离开这个肮脏之地一样撇手呢撒手而去。
This was possible only because he had attained very high level of pure devotion to Krishna in the stage of Bhav Bhakti, as Srila Gurudev explained.
那么就像 Srila Gurudev 解释到一样，那么一个人要达到了相当高的阶段就像在 Bhav 这个阶段呢才能够做到这一点的。
At that time, he had no bhav. But when he went to forest giving up all, and he was doing devotion, at that time he reached up to bhav stage. There.
那么Srila Gurudev指出来了，在他抛弃呢王国妻儿子女去灵修之时的话呢，还并没有达到bhav这阶段，而是在临终灵修修行之后的话呢，他才逐渐呢进达呢这个bhav这个阶段。
So this great detachment arose within Bharat Maharaj, and he left his kingdom behind, and he went to the forest, and there, on the banks of a very beautiful river, he began to perform his devotional practices.
所以的话呢，抛弃离弃了他伟大的这个王国以及财富，那么 Bharat 大君的话呢，来到森林之中在一个河岸边在进行他的这个灵修。
And gradually he became immersed deeper and deeper in his moods of pure love for Krishna.
那么逐渐他越来越专注于呢，对于 Krishna 纯粹的爱。
He was very diligent in his spiritual practices, and every day he would perform all of his practices of bhakti, such as shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, etc.
那么修行非常之精进的每日呢从事呢聆听唱诵崇拜。
Especially.Smaranam, meditating.
Smaranam, 就是冥想打坐。
So, the history describes that one day, when he was in this beautiful forest surrounding, there was a deer, a mother deer, who came to that area, and that mother deer was going to be crossing across a river, a small river. And there was a tiger that roared very loudly and frightened the mother deer.
那么当时哈，在史书上呢描述到了哈这么一个情景，巴拉特大军呢哈修行的附近的话呢，有条河了。那么有一日的话呢，一只母鹿哈怀孕的一只母鹿的话呢，正要跨过这条河，那么背后呢哈一只老虎呢哈就咆哮的哈奔追逐过来。
But the mother deer actually was almost full term pregnancy with a baby deer in her womb.
那么当时这只母鹿呢哈已经呢就是说呢满就是怀胎已经哈快要呢就是说呢要出生了哈这个胎儿。
And as she jumped across the river, this baby deer actually came out of her womb.
当他们哈因为惊恐而跳入这个河水的时候呢，这只小鹿哈就从他呢这个母鹿身上呢哈就出来了。
Now she was lying on the other side of the river, and with very pitiful eyes, she looked at Bharat Maharaj, who was standing there witnessing this scene.
那么呢，这只小鹿哈、哦，就是说呢，在就到了岸边了哈、哦。它以呢非常好、哦、可怜兮兮的这个眼神的话呢，望着巴拉特大军。那么当时呢哈，它正在呢它的灵修的这个地方。
And then she died.
然后呢，这只母鹿哈、哦、就呢去世了，走了。
And Bharat Maharaj, he came there to the river, and quickly he picked up this newborn baby deer in his arms.
那巴拉特大军立即哈、哦、去到岸边了，那么就把他这只小鹿哈、哦、刚刚出生的小鹿呢哈、哦、就呢抱起来。
Now he brought the baby deer back to his ashram, and he began to look after the deer, feeding the deer the necessary food every day so that the deer could grow up.
那么他现在哈、哦、把这只小鹿呢带回他的 ashram 哈、哦、修院里面去，每日哈、哦、供应他的所需啊，就是他需要的东西哈、哦、来照料他。
But as he was looking after this baby deer, he began to become very much attached to this deer.
当他呢照顾这只小鹿的时候呢，他日益哈变得呢非常的依恋它。
We see in this material world, people keep pets, animals, dogs, cats. They become very attached to them.
那么我们今天也看到很多人哈养的是宠物哈，这个狗啊、猫啊哈，养的越久的话呢哈，就心里面哈越依恋这些东西。
So, but Bharat Maharaj was not an ordinary person, but yet he started to neglect his spiritual practices because of attachment to this deer.
那么巴拉特大军当然不是一个哈普通的人了，但是呢，也因为呢哈心里面哈依恋依着这一只小鹿，所以他日益哈荒废了他的这个修行。
And he became absorbed in the deer so much so that he was constantly calling the deer to come.And he was cuddling the deer, kissing the deer like this.
那么他因为呢哈非常的沉醉于哈这只小鹿了，所以呢经常哈叫它啊召唤它啊抱着它或是呢哈吻它。
And in the course of becoming so attached like this, gradually he gave up his spiritual practices.
那么也因为这种呢哈依恋之心呢哈非常炽盛了，所以最后呢他完全哈放弃了自己的修行。
Then one day, as that deer was growing up, now he.Became almost full size, he saw a whole group of deer, and he went running towards them.
那么这只鹿呢，哈就长大了。有一日的话，看到一群哈鹿群呢走过，那么他呢就加入这个鹿群，然后离开了。
And Bharat Maharaj was looking everywhere for the deer. Where have you gone? Where have you gone? And he was lamenting and weeping for the deer.
那么巴拉特大军哈，竟然呢会为这只鹿哈，就是说呢哭泣啊，哦，就在寻找这只鹿哈，就它在哪哈，在哪。
So at this time, just when Bharat Maharaj was so absorbed in this way, thinking about in separation mood from his baby, from his deer, oh, he met his death at that time.
那么巴拉特大军在这种分离的情感之中哈，在与这只鹿哈分离的情感之中呢哈，遭遇了他的死亡。
Now, in Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna explains that when we are thinking of something.At the time of death, when we are about to leave this material body, what we are absorbed in thinking about definitely will attain that.
所以佛家梵歌有一个非常有名的诗节提到了，当我们死亡之时，我们心意专注的地方的话呢，就是我们下辈子的目的地。
This is the science of transmigration of the soul from one body to another.
那么这是关于灵魂的投身转世的这么一个科学。
Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam jajat jante kalevaram tam tam evaiti konteya sadatat bhava bhavita. So whatever mood, whatever bhav, whatever one remembers very deeply at the time of death, he will become absorbed in that and he will attain that in his next life.
也就是说死亡之时一个人内心最深层的这个心绪这个情感的话呢，在那个时候呢他想起的东西的话呢，他下世的就到了那个地方。
So Bharat Maharaj actually he took his birth in his next life as a deer.
所以最后的话呢，巴拉特大军投身为鹿。
Just like Gurudev said, if you keep dogs, then you'll have to become dog in your next life.
就像Srila Gurudev指出来的如果你养狗的话呢，你下辈子要变狗。
So Bharat Maharaj in that body of the deer, Krishna, by the will of the Supreme Lord, because of his previous spiritual practices, he could remember.That he had committed this mistake in his previous life. And therefore, in the body of a deer, he wanted to always stay in the forest nearby to where saintly persons were.
那么尽管投身为鹿了，那么也因为他前世的修行累积的这个结果了，那么这只鹿呢也是不同寻常的，他能够记起自己的前身，并且经常留居在这个圣人这个修院ashram附近。
So he passed his life in this body of the deer in this way, And at the end of that life in the body of the deer, now he took birth in the family of a elevated Brahman.
那么在结束了他鹿的这一生之后的话呢，他投身为一个婆罗门一个非常高超的一位婆罗门的家庭。
But because he was spiritually advanced from previous life, he could also remember that he had committed this mistake in that life as Bharat Maharaj, and now in this life.He was very careful, and he did not want to make the same mistake again.
那么因为他呢是一个非常进步的灵魂的，所以他能够记起前世的一些错误，所以他这次非常小心避开在布拉特大军那辈子里面犯的错误。
So therefore, in this life, he is called Jad Bharat because he pretended to be kind of like a dumb person, like a madman that he.Did not have any proper mental abilities.
那么呢，这一辈子里面，他的名字呢叫 Jada Balat 那么 Jada 的词义，这意思的话就是迟钝的呆呀，呆钝的，迟钝的，或者是说像疯子一般的。
Because he did not want that he would again become involved in material activities, he pretended to be this way.And therefore, although his father tried to instruct him in so many different types of knowledge and education, he would not learn that information.
所以呢，他呢假装成了非常的呆钝的不想再纠缠在物质活动之中了。尽管作为婆罗门他的父亲的话呢，总是想给他良好的教育等等，但是呢他假装对这东西不感兴趣，学不进去的。
So therefore, after some time, his father and his brothers and family members, they saw that he was basically a useless person.
那么过了一段时间他的父亲和他的兄弟的话呢，发现他是一个废物一个。
So they gave a third attempt to try to educate him, and they simply gave him a very ordinary activity of sitting in the field to protect the rice fields from animals and birds that will come.
那么他的 父亲就是说呢放弃了在教育他这么一种尝试了，叫他做很一般的活比如说呢看管稻田就繁殖的动物进入到稻田里面等等。
So in this life he was very happy because now he could become internally completely absorbed in Krishna day and night without any distractions from anyone.
所以这辈子呢他相当之快乐他没有任何的分心的完全呢沉醉在 Krishna 这种自觉之中。
So one day when he was sitting there in guarding these rice fields, there were some worshippers of the goddess Kali who came in that area. They were searching for a human being who was like an animal that they could sacrifice. Very evil persons they were.
那么呢当时卡利女神的一些崇拜者呢就在那个村子的附近呢。那么他们正想寻找一个人这种人的话呢就说像动物一般的人呢是很低等的一种人来做人祭。
So they saw Jada Bharat sitting there. He was very strong body, very beautiful looking, but they could understand by his actions that he was like a dumb person.
那么呢巴拉特大军呢也在在场的被他撞到被他们撞到了。那么他长得身材呢非常魁梧样貌也很英俊。但是呢他的举动的话呢显得非常呆钝。
So a few of them came and they grabbed Jad Bharat and they started tying him up and leading him away. But Jad Bharat, because he was completely absorbed in the Supreme Lord, he had no fear at all. And he just allowed himself to be led by them.
所以然后他们几个人呢跑过来将那 Jadabharat 绑起来把他带走。那么 Jadabharat 因为沉醉于这个对主的这种呢奉的服务之中所以他们就随他们的便就让他们带走。
So they brought him in the middle of the night to this temple of goddess Kali. And before the deity of Kali, they prepared him to be killed and sacrificed in front of her.
所以呢在半夜的时候呢这些人把他带到卡利女神的这个庙里面把他呢准备好准备呢要祭祀。
They were trying to please Kali by offering a human sacrifice to her.
所以呢他们试图将一个人呢奉献给卡利女神来取悦他。
Because in return, they wanted to get so many material benedictions from her.
那么就是说呢他想得到相对应的这个物质的回报。
But,The goddess Kali was watching this scene, and when the priest raised his sword to cut the head of Jadabharat, oh, then an amazing thing happened.
那么卡利女神当然呢见证到了这种罪孽的这种发生了。当这个祭司准备拿起这个剑想把他头砍掉的时候，那么这时候一个奇妙的景象就出现了。
Suddenly, the deity of goddess Kali burst open, and goddess Kali herself.Came out of the deity, and she grabbed the sword of this priest, and she cut off the head of the priest.
那么这时候呢，卡利女神从这个神像里面爆出来了。那么她把这个祭司的剑拿过来，然后呢把他的头给砍了。
And so many of her associates, they also came, and they killed everyone there in the room.
那么呢，卡利女神的其他同游的话呢，也冲过来将那屋子里面其他人呢全杀了。
Why? Because.Goddess Kali is the energy of the Supreme Lord Krishna. She cannot tolerate the pure devotee to be harmed in any way like this.
因为卡利女神呢也是至尊主的能量，所以她不可能容忍任何人对她的奉献者呢，就是说呢有暴行粗暴。
But Jadabharat was very, very peaceful through all of this, and he was completely absorbed in Krishna.
所以呢，在这整个过程呢 ，Jadabharat 的话呢，非常的心平气和啊，他完全沉醉在 Krishna 之中。
After this incident, Jadabharat began to wander here and there everywhere on the surface of the earth.
在这个事情发生之后呢 ，Jadabharat 开始云游世界。
And one day as he was wandering in the public roads, there was a king named Rahugana who was being carried on a palanquin by four palanquin carriers.
那么有一天他在路上行走了，那么其中有个国王叫 Rahugana， 那么就刚好呢有人抬着轿子就把他就过那条路。
So as Rahugana was being carried on the palanquin, one of the carriers became very tired. So Rahugana ordered that his guards should take any other citizen that they see on the side of the road who looks very stout and strong, and they should bring him for this service.
那么 Rahugana 这个轿夫其中一个轿夫呢已经非常的累了，那么他就想就在市民里面挑选一个身强力壮的来顶替他。
So they saw Jadabharat, and he was very strong. So immediately they came and they brought him to the palanquin. And Jadabharat was in complete agreement. He gave no protest.
那么他们也见到了Jadabharat 长得很身材很魁梧的，所以呢就把他拽过来呢，顶替这个呢轿夫这个位置。那么当然了他完全沉醉在这种神的自觉里面，所以呢他也不在意同意。
So now he began carrying the palanquin.But as he was walking, he was noticing that there were many ants crawling on the ground, and therefore he was stepping here and stepping there, and because he was moving here and there, the whole palanquin was rocking, and the king, Rahugana, became very upset.
那么他呢一路上走着因为呢避开呢这个路上的蚂蚁所以他走路呢弯弯就是说呢左摆右摆的那么这个国王呢 Rahugana 在里面就觉得很不安也很生气
And he began to chastise all of the palanquin carriers.
那么开始责骂这些呢轿夫。
And then they said, no, it is not us. It is this new person who came. He is stepping in a very awkward way.
那么其他轿夫就说了不是我们的错是这个新来的人他呢走路呢就是说呢左一脚右一脚的。
So then the king began to chastisejadabharat. Actually, in the beginning, the king was sarcastic. And even though Jadabharat was very stout and strong, he said, Oh, are you so weak that you cannot carry this palanquin, you're so thin that you have no strength?
那么呢，开始哈，这个国王口气呢，非常的这个哈，就是说呢，酸溜溜的哈，很讽刺的哈。他本来加个巴拉长得很壮的哈，他是说哈，你难道很瘦吗哈，很弱吗？难道这个轿子哈都抬不起来吗
？So Jodhpur did not answer, and then the king commanded again, carry properly now.
那么呢哈，这个呢国Jodhpur哈没有回答的话哈，所以呢这个、国王说哈，那继续哈抬轿吧。
So as they moved along again, Jodhpur was trying to avoid stepping on the ants.And the palanquin was rocking, and now the king became very upset.
那么呢哈，在一路走的话呢哈，也是的哈，这个Jagabara的话呢，为了避开这个蚂蚁哈，就是说呢，走路哈摇摇摆摆的，那国王哈就非常的在里面呢，非常不高兴。
And now the king is very severely chastised. He said, "Do you know who I am? I'm the king. I can punish you."
那么这个国王就生气了哈，他就说了，他说你知道我是谁吗哈？我可以呢哈惩罚你。
So then, Jodhpur, he looked at the king, and he said, now the king who was chastising him, Jodhpur said to him, a very amazing thing.
那么呢 ，Jodhpur 哈就对着这个责骂他的国王哈说了一些哈非常的哈令人惊讶的一些也就这些话语了。
And he said to him, yes, you are the king at this time, but only because of karma, because of the modes of material nature, you have taken birth as king.And I am your subject. But in any next life, I can become the king and you can become the subject.
那么他说的哈，现在是的哈，你是国王哈，因为一种业报哈，也因为的物质自然的规律。那么呢，你现在贵为国王啊，我只不过是你的一个子民。那么来世的话呢，有可能我是国王哈，你是我的臣民。
And you have chastised me, saying that I am so thin and I am so weak. But actually, I am neither thin nor fat.I am neither strong nor weak, because that is only this material body, and I am the eternal soul within this body. I am not this body.
他说你说我哈又瘦又弱啊又虚弱，实际上的话呢，我不是瘦哈也不胖哈，我既不强壮也不虚弱，我不是这个身体，而我是呢哈在身体里面那个灵魂。
Now when King Rahugana saw how this person was answering him, he began to understand. Oh.This is no ordinary person. He is actually a person of great transcendental knowledge.
那么这个 Rahugana 王的话呢，听了他这番话语的话呢，哈，就觉得了哈，这绝对哈不是一个呢哈一个普通的人来的。那么他的话里面哈，具有一种呢超然的哈这种的智慧。
And immediately the king got off his palanquin, and very respectfully he addressed Jodhpur, and he said, Dattatreya, some very great sage coming in disguise like this.
那么呢，这国王立即哈下了轿哈，就像呢他禀，就是说呢很恭敬的哈对他说话了，说呢难道你是 Dattatreya 哈一位圣哲了？哦，乔装假扮成这个样子哈。
And he did his dandavat pranams to Jodhpur.
哦，实际上呢，他哈这个国王向呢这个Jagabharat 哈顶拜。
And now he began to ask question to Jodhpur.
那么开始询问了哈 Jodhpur 这个问题。
I can understand that you are a very elevated spiritual personality, and you understand the true nature of the soul and how the soul is different from this body.
他说呢，我知道你是一个高超的哈这个呢灵性人物，你也知道哈灵魂跟哈这个肉体的区别。
But I have a question I want to ask to you, because I cannot understand the nature of the soul.
我有一个问题想询问你哈，因为我不明白哈灵魂的这个真正的品质是怎样子的。
We understand that the soul is different than this body, but yet we experience the pains and pleasures of this body.
那么我们尽管也明白哈灵魂跟身体呢是有区别，但是我们一直哈体验着这个身体的快乐和痛苦啊无常的变化。
And therefore we identify ourselves with this pain and pleasure. We experience this.
因此呢，我们哈去呢体验这种的喜乐了，并且呢，哈，就是说认同这些东西。
So it must be that the soul is actually connected with this body.
那么呢，肯定哈，灵魂是跟这个身体哈有关联的了。
And then he gave the example that when you have a fire and you have a pot of water and rice on the fire.
那么他举了个例子哈，说呢有火，然后火上面呢放着锅，锅里面有米哈，有水。
So the fire is not directly touching the rice.
当然呢，火不能没有直接哈触碰这个米。
The fire is only touching the pot.
火呢，只是呢烤这个炉。
And the pot is becoming hot, and that is making the water hot.
那么锅的话呢，热了后呢，让那水哈又热起来。
And the water becoming hot makes the rice hot.
那么那水热了后呢，就让然后这个米然后也热了。
So therefore, it appears that there is a connection between the fire and the rice.
所以看起来的话呢，哈，这个火呢跟那个米呢也是有关系的哈，关联的。
So therefore, there must be some connection between the soul and this physical body because we are experiencing the pains and pleasures of this body.
所以的话呢，哈，这个灵魂的话呢，跟躯体之间一定是有一点关联的哈，因为我们呢。体验到了哈，这个身体呢，这个痛苦和快乐。
So then Judd Barrett he began to answer the king's question.
所以 Judd Barrett 开始回答呢这个国王的这个哈问题询问了。
And he explained, "O King, actually, the soul is always completely transcendental to all the experiences of this physical body."
他说哦国王哈，这个身体的这个灵魂的话呢，永远超然于呢身体的各种体验。
But we see that just like a person in a dream is dreaming that he is being eaten by a tiger, so he is, his body is experiencing trembling and frightened like this. But when he wakes up from the dream, he understands, oh, this was only a mental concoction created by my mind.
那么就像一个人做噩梦，梦到了被老虎吃掉了，那么他也身体也震颤等等，长是这种惊恐的这种呢。征兆了，但实际上呢，醒过来的时候呢，就知道了，这个呢，不过是心智的一个虚构哈，来导致的一个呢，一个感觉。
So in the same way, the soul is experiencing, but only through the mind, the soul is imagining that I am this body, everything connected with this body belongs to me.
那么实际上呢，哈，灵魂在体验，但是的话呢，哈，也只是透过了哈这个心意的哈这个虚构了，哦，觉得哈我是这个身体哈，我是这个心意等等。
And he gave another example of a tree on the bank of a river.
那么给了一个例子呢，就是河边的一棵树。
The tree's reflection and all the branches of the tree are reflected in the water of the river.
那么树的这个枝枝叶叶的都投射在这个水面上。
But when a wind comes and causes the water of the river to move in small waves, then it appears that the branches of the tree are moving.
那么当一阵风吹过来的时候，这个泛起的波浪让这个倒影的话呢，这个枝叶的话呢都变得摇摆不定，看起来好像这个树也在呢，在动一样。
But the tree is not moving. It is only caused by the reflection in the water.
那么实际上呢，树并没有动而只是呢这个倒影这个变化呢是出现在它的倒影身上。
So in the same way, our condition within this material world is that the soul being absorbed in the identification of this body, therefore imagines that he is experiencing the pains and pleasures of this body.
那么因为呢这个灵魂的话呢专注在心意这个层面的东西的，所以他呢想象着经历到痛苦快乐。
So, Judd Barrett explained all these truths of the Atma, of the eternal soul to King Rahugana, and King Rahugana became very amazed.
所以呢 Judd Barrett 向呢国王呢 Rahugana 的话解释灵魂的真相，所以他非常震惊。
And he asked him, Oh, great sage, really, who are you?What is your identity? I can understand you are keeping your real identity hidden.
那么罗胡格纳王呢就询问了哦，伟大的圣人，你究竟是何人？我觉得你将自己的身份呢真实身份呢隐藏起来了。
And then Judd Barrett told him, he said, you know, in your past, family ancestors, you have one king who was named Bharat. I am he.
他说你知道吗在你祖先里面有一个国王名字叫 Bharat， 我曾经是他。
So then the king, Rahugana, oh, he was very thankful to Judd Barrett, and he became a very great devotee at that time.
那么呢 Rahugana 王的话呢也很感激Judd Barrett 这个教导了，他后来呢也成为呢一个伟大的一个奉献者。
And then Judd Barrett, he began to explain to King Rahugana that it is only by receiving the mercy of the pure devotee, and taking the dust of the lotus feet of the pure devotee and bathing oneself in that dust that one can achieve transcendental happiness and transcendental knowledge.
那么加德巴拉特解释到了一个人只有急着纯粹奉献者的涟漪沐浴在呢纯粹奉献者这个足下的尘土里面呢才能够得到呢we can get the
transcendental happiness and transcendental knowledge of the soul.
超然的灵魂超然的快乐和知识。
And he said, not by doing severe austerities and tapasyas, it cannot be attained by this.
那么并不是急着这个tapasya 苦行等等这些东西呢能得到这种。
not by following Varnashram Dharma and the material duties of society, it cannot be attained.
那么急着追寻呢？这个士林新受阶层也是不能够的，社会职责不能够成就这些。
Not even by renouncing everything in this world and taking sannyas, this high truth cannot be attained by these processes only.
甚至放弃呢一切东西，成为 sannyas 也不能够得到呢这种。
Vina nayat padarajo bishekam. He said you must take the dust of the lotus feet of a pure Vaishnava, and you must take bath in that. Only by this process can you attain pure transcendental love of Krishna.
他说呢，你只有急得得到呢这个纯粹奉献者莲花族的尘土并且沐浴其中，你才能得到对 Krishna 纯粹的爱。
So in this way, the story of Srimad Bhagavatam tells us that we should be very careful in our spiritual practices and not make a mistake.Like Bharat Maharaj had made a mistake, and we should be very diligent in our spiritual practices and not be attached to anything of this material world.
所以这里的这个教导呢就说了我们在的灵修生活中要非常之小心不要呢再像呢不要再犯Bharat大军这样的错误就是说不要依恋任何东西修行要非常的精进。
And another very important lesson, why did Bharat Maharaj become distracted in this way?Because he was alone in the forest and he was not in the association of other Vaishnavas.
那么呢还有一个要点呢就是说呢 Bharat Maharaj 为什么会堕落后来就是说呢变成鹿了那么就是因为他是一个人独修的周围没有任何奉献者的联谊。
Therefore, we should always stay in the association of devotees, especially the pure Uttam Vaishnavas.
所以呢我们永远要保留在奉献者的这个圈子里面这个联谊之中尤其是呢这个呢纯粹的这个奉献者。
And one more important lesson is that at the time of death, whatever we are thinking of, we will attain that. But how can we control the process of thinking at the time of death? We have to cultivate that during our life.
那么呢我们讲到了死亡之时你想的东西的话呢你必然到达那个目的地。那么我们怎么去控制我们死亡之时的思绪呢那么就是你日常的时候呢去培育去呢培育你这种就是训练他心意。
Therefore, by constantly hearing and chanting and remembering Krishna, like in this great festival, we're hearing from Srila Gurudev's lotus mouth, by this powerful process, our minds will become constantly absorbed in Krishna.
那么急着聆听唱诵和冥想 Krishna, 就像我们在这次这个大节日里面所做的从Srila Gurudev那里聆听这些经典那么我们才能够将心意的话呢稳固在这种东西在这种命题里面。
And by chanting the holy names of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then throughout our whole life, we will remember Krishna at the time of death and we will go to him.
那么你整辈子都能够记住 Krishna 的话的话你才能够去掉他那里。
Hare.So, seeing the life of Bharat Maharaj, we should be very careful. And as he told, don't be attached to anyone of this world. Attachment should be given to Gurudev.And Gurudev will give this attachment to Krishna. Then you will be free from any attachment. Even don't be attached to your body also. What to tell others? Son, daughter, wife, husband, anything. Then you can practice bhakti yoga in a real sense.Now, from endless time, we are suffering from so many things, so many problems, endless pain of endless birth and death we are feeling. This is not the first time.But as he told, Bharat told to Rahugan, King, Malli by good association, high class of Vaishnava association, you can have pure bhakti. And in pure bhakti, name is prominent. Harer naam aiva kevalam. Kalau nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gairaja. Only Harinam. In this iron age, Kali Yuga. By this, very easily, you will have bhakti and then cross endless birth and death, all problems, and have Krishna bhakti. In the life of Ajamil, we hear all these things. Can you tell?
Translation.
Oh.
所以我们看到了刚才讲到的巴拉特大军的仪式，这一辈子内饰的故事。所以我们要灵修的时候要非常小心，就像刚才Padmanabha讲到的，不要依附世间任何人，我们只应该依附Guru，Guru的话会将我们的衣服交给Krishna，以这样的方式免于任何世间的依附，不要依附这个身体，甚至你自己的身体，儿子、女儿、 妻子丈夫，而要在真正的意义上去修行呢，Krishna Bhakti Yoga 风爱瑜伽，因为无始以来我们都在受苦，无量的生世受尽了无量的苦头，这绝非是就是第一世我们这样子的生活的，所以呢，也刚才也提到了，只有好的纯粹的 Vaishnava 的联谊，我们才能得到呢纯粹的 Bhakti， 那么在纯粹的 Bhakti 之中的话呢。 以圣名喇嘛为首要的，所以刚才呢，Srila Gurudev引述了这个师节，在卡利年代，如果要获得救赎，只有唱诵圣名，别无他法，所以通过这个的话呢，我们将拥有 bhakti 纯粹的奉爱，穿越呢生死。
ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीकृष्णलीलकृतानि सुदक्षमधुरिमधुरिगुणैश्च युक्तं वरं वरेण्यं पुरुषं महान्तं नारायणं त्वं शिरसानमः मुखं करिधि वाचलं भङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्पिपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं यथारिणिं पञ्चकोपतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितनां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. First of all, I offer my most humble and respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of my spiritual masters, Divine Grace, Om Vishnupad, Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, and to the lotus feet of my well-wishers and Shiksha Gurus, Nityalila Pravishnu Om Vishnupad, Sri Srimad Gurugobinda Swami Maharaj, and Nityalila Pravishnu Om Vishnupad, Sri Srimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Shri Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj 的莲花主呢，自己呢虔诚顶拜。我也向我的灵性祝福者， Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Sri Sri Govinda Maharaj 以及 Sri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 的莲花主呢，自己虔诚的顶拜。Unto
Tridani Sannyasi Gan, Brahmacharis, and the disciples of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, my Gurujan, all my God brothers and God sisters and guests, everyone, I offer my humble obeisances.
向所有在座的哈 Tridanti Sannyasis 向我的神兄弟们，向所有的哈 Vaishnava 哈 Vaishnavi 顶拜。
Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam in 6th canto, Richard Maharaj is inquiring from Sukadev Goswami about how the living entities in this very fallen and sinful age of Kali Yuga can be delivered for all their very sinful, bad activities, which is going to drive them down to the hellish planet. So what is the atonement for this?
那么在圣典伯迦瓦堂第六篇的话呢, Parichita君向这个讲经者Sukadeva Goswami询问了。那么在这个罪孽深重的卡利年代, 众生要呢就脱离这种呢就是说这种将他拽入地狱这种 罪恶行的活动中呢解脱出来应该有什么救赎的方法。
So Sukadeva Goswami, he describes that for various impious bad activities, there are some prayaschitta, some atonement that are described in the Vedas, and they will counteract the effects of those sins.
那么呢，苏克德哥上面也提到了哈，针对呢不同的哈这个罪恶活动的话呢，韦达经里面推荐了一些呢哈不同的这个呢哈就是说呢赎罪的方式。
But what is left in the heart of the sinful living entity still remains the desire to commit sinful activities again.
但是呢，停留在呢这个哈罪恶众生心中的哈，这个就是说他从事罪恶活动留在他心中这个印记啊，依然让他一次再一次的哈这个呢犯罪。
Therefore, he wanted to explain by narrating a very beautiful story how the living entity can not only atone and be delivered from sinful activities, the hellish planets, etc., but completely uproot the desire for material enjoyment and the desire to commit sin and ignorance that is all the anarthas in the hearts and the minds of the conditioned souls.
那么这里面就讲到了哈，不仅呢让众生哈能够通过呢赎罪哈去免除呢这种罪恶活动，也呢同样哈根除啊心中啊这种欲望啊这种呢想再次哈感官享受啊，这种心中的这些 anattas 哈要不得的这些恶习哈等等这东西想连根哈拔起这些东西有什么办法
？So there once was a person named Ajamil.
那么经典里面提到了哈一个人物呢，就是说呢叫 Ajamil.
And he was a very pious.Brahman. He was trained from his birth in Varnashram Dharma, the rites and rituals of the priestly caste, the Brahmin caste, and he was very expert at chanting Vedic mantras, and he was very pukka in all his activities.
那么他呢，受训于呢 Varnashram 就是说作为灵性阶层里面的各种的训练，从小呢精通于呢各种曼陀罗的唱诵啊等等。
But by fate.One day, he was traveling and he saw, by chance, a Sudrani, a very low-class woman, like a prostitute, embracing, in a drunken stupor, another man. And they were carrying on in a very intoxicated way. Their eyes were rolling and laughing and enjoying and singing. And Ajamil, this Brahmin, he witnessed the scene.
那么有一天的话呢，这个因为命运的安排了，那么他在森林里面呢看到了一个出身很低贱的这个呢素陀的女人就是说呢喝得醉醺醺的然后呢去跟另外一个男的在呢这里面拥抱又唱又笑这种呢状态放荡的行为。
Ajamil, where traveling?
Maybe America.
In Bardwaj.
Somewhere, I don't know.
He went to the forest to collect some firewood for his
father. Fire sacrifice to... His father told him to do somewhere. He was very high class of character of Brahmin, educated. He has wife, children also. But he went to pick up some wood and then he saw...
那么的话，他当时的话呢，就阿扎米尔出生一个非常高贵的婆罗门家庭，也已经有了妻子了就是说，当时呢，他是为了做祭祀，去林中收集一些呢，拾一些火柴柴火呢回来。那么在这个时候呢他看到了这个情景。
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Vishaya vinivartante nirahara shadehina, raso varjam raso piyasa param drishtva nivartate." That even though a person may stop the engagement of sense gratification. Still, the desire for sense gratification may remain in the heart.
那么《薄伽梵歌》里面有个师姐提到了一个人虽然外在的终止了一些感官活动，但是内心中想享受这种欲望呢，依然呢还有。
So though Ajamil was practicing very strictly, due to this bad association, some latent desire in his heart to enjoy in this way also started to come up in his own heart.
所以尽管阿扎米尔的话呢强力的就极力的控制了自己的感官了，但是呢也因为呢他内心中这些欲望也因为这种不良的涟漪而被呢焕发起来这种沉醉的这种想享受的欲望，所以呢他有后面的转变。
Therefore Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he gives an important instruction. Asat Sangha Tyag, A Vaishnavachar. One of the first duties of a devotee is to avoid bad association.
所以呢，Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，在呢教导里面也提到了哈，作为奉献者哈，首要的一个呢，一个任务呢哈，就是呢，放弃哈不良的联谊。
And associate with devotees.
然后呢，与然后奉献者联谊。
So Ajamil came back to his home, and trying to practice his brahminical duties, trying to control his mind, still he had some difficulties. So he was meditating on that lady, on that prostitute, and we know that by contemplating the objects of the senses, one develops an attachment for them, and lust comes. So he did not control his mind properly, and gradually he called that lady to become a servant in his own house.
No. He left his wife, children, and everything, father, mother, and he himself went there with lady.
But in Bhagavatam it says he called the lady in his house.
Bhagavatam?
Like a seva.
In house, I don't believe. I have not read. I have not read.
I read today.
You have read perhaps English.
Yes.
But we have read Sanskrit.
But we cannot read Sanskrit.
So you should know that this is the fact. How he can bring that lady with his father, mother, son, daughter, wife, how he can? And where there were so many Brahmin family, how he can dare?
Like maid servant.
Like a maid servant.
Washing cloth.
Acha, go on. I will see.
那么当时的话呢阿加密尔哈回去之后的话呢，他尽管还在旅行哈，外在的还在旅行作为哈婆罗门的这些职责，但是呢实际上哈心意呢控制不了哈，老是在冥想呢那个妓女哈。那么就像讲到的哈，如果你心思感官对象的话呢哈，色欲呢就会展示了，所以这时候呢他就控制不了自己了哈。学了姑娘提到了哈，他就跑到了放弃了自己的哈妻儿子女哈家庭啊，跑到了跟那个妓女哈去住在一起。
So due to the association of that prostitute, now taking her as his wife, he begat many children, actually 10 children, and he lived for so many years together with her, engaging in all kinds of illicit sexual activity, drinking. He had fallen down from his brahminical position into just like a low-born sudra.
所以的话呢，哈，他实际上呢，将这个妓女已经当做自己的妻子哈来看待了，跟他生育了、养育了哈十个孩子、儿子，并且呢，哈，就放纵自己的行为，然后就沉溺于哈这种非法的性生活哈，饮酒啊哈、酗酒等等，最后变成了实际上呢从婆罗门这个位置上哈完全堕落，成为一个呢哈低贱的哈这个宿陀贱民哈。
He had one son, which was his youngest son, and he loved him very much. His name was Narayana.
那么呢，他有最后呢养育了一个最小的儿子哈，名字呢叫 Narayana。
So because of so much affection for his son, when he called his son for prasadam, he said, Narayana, come, take your meal. Narayana, come with me, we're going out. Narayana, here, do this, do that. So he was constantly chanting the name of his son, which was also simultaneously the transcendental holy name of the Lord.
所以呢，因为呢哈，非常的疼爱依恋这个儿子，所以他呢总是哈呼唤他哈，吃饭的时候呢。Narayan 呢过来吃 prasadam 了，跟他或者是跟他一起出去，跟他一起玩等等。那么尽管呢他讲的是自己儿子的名字，但是凑巧呢这个名字呢也是至尊主 Narayan 的名字。
At a very old age of 88, he became old and death was coming to him. It was his time to die. So at that point, the Yamadutas, the servants of Yamaraj, who punish sinful people in this world, came to him and started to rip out from his heart, his subtle body and his soul.
那么呢，当他死亡之时哈，就是说，就88岁的时候，年纪很大哈，即将呢就是说死的时候，那么阎罗王哈，这个鬼族呢，Yamaduta哈就来了，那么就把他的这个精微的躯体和灵魂呢，想抽出哈他的心脏。
They're very fearsome, very ugly. They have long hair. They have big, sharp teeth. And they're very fearful. So when persons who are sinful in this life approach death,
They have an opportunity to see these personalities coming to take them to the court of Yamaraj, where they'll be judged and then sent to various hellish planets to prepare for their next life.
那么呢，这些哈亚玛都塔的话呢，面目狰狞哈，长着獠牙哈，这个牙齿很长的，所以呢，任何一个呢哈，就说呢，罪行哈，罪孽深重的人呢，那么在死亡之时呢哈，有机会呢见到呢哈阎罗王这个鬼族的鬼差，他将被拖到哈这个阎罗王的这个哈法庭上呢哈，宣判他们下世哈到哪个地方去啊，承受他们这个啊罪业。
But by Ajamil's good fortune, at that time, thinking of what was most important to him, his dear son, his youngest son, he called out, Narayan, Narayan, thinking of his son.
那么呢，在阿加米尔哈，因为他的幸运的，那么在那个死亡之时呢哈，他记起了自己的儿子，然后呢，在呼唤的哈，他的名字 Narayan, Narayan.
So people in this world, at the time of death, they generally think of what we do our entire life, and those activities, relationships, attachments, affections that we have that are most important to us, those pictures and those thoughts, they come into our mind at the time of death.
所以一般普通的人的话呢，他们这辈子里面哈所经历的东西哈，所做的活动，所呢哈拥有的关系啊等等这些东西的话呢，在他死亡时哈，在记忆的哈都会呢一一道来哈，他只记得这些东西。
Vedic culture is so nice that in Indian families, the parents, they name their children names of God, names of Krishna, names of Narayan. So this was the custom. And also Gurudev now has given, through initiation, many of you new names, which are spiritual names. Names of Krishna, names of Radharani, names of Krishna's associates.
或是呢哈，像主拿拉雅哈等等这些名字。那么现在我们也一样的哈，在修行之后的话呢，Shri Gurudev呢也授予呢门徒哈这些不同的名字，很多名字呢都是 Krishna 啊 Radharani 等等这些灵性同游的名字。So
just by saying one's own name or someone else calling us by our spiritual name, then there's so much benefit to that spiritual benefit.
所以呢，当我们说自己的名字或是别人呢称叫我们的名字的时候呢，都有很多哈灵性的这些益处。
So at this time, even though the Yamadutas came to punish Ajamil, because he called the name of the Lord Narayan, Narayan or Vishnu's own servants came, the Vishnu Dutas, and they appeared there in a very wonderful glowing form.
所以呢，出于恐惧也好，才呼唤呢这个Narayan哈这个名字。所以呢，主Narayan的这个使者的话呢，Vishnu Dutta呢哈就来了哈。He called Narayan.
So four letters became four pass Vishnu Dut and they came. And also Narayana, they were all four-handed.
Krishna
only two hands.
Yes, Krishna. Ram also, Rama, 200. Nishingha, Nrisingha, so many. So he is thousands of hands.
Gabadaksai Vishnu.
Then go on.
Krishna 的话呢，就他们就补充了一下 ，Krishna 这有两个音节，然后所以呢，他有双臂的形象，像主 Rama 也是哈，也是双臂形象，但是 Nishingha Dev 呢哈有呢，数的
thousands of hands.
In Chinese, Yamaraj has the same name in Chinese.
Same name.
What's he called in Chinese?
阎罗王
Yamaraja.
Yamaraja. Same name.
Sounds like.
Born.
So the Yamaraj Dutas. They were stopped by the Vishnu Dutas. Vishnu Dutas said, stop, you should not take this living being. And the Yamadutas, they said, this person is very sinful. His life, he's committed so many sins. How can you stop us?
那么呢，这个Vishnu Dutta哈，就天使的话呢，就阻止了哈，这个鬼族啊，就说你不能够哈带走他们。但是呢，Yamadutta。 亚马杜塔哈就说了，他说呢，这个人哈罪孽深重哈，一定要带走他的。
So the Vishnu Dutas then they began to explain that even though Ajamil had committed so many sinful activities, because he had called on the name of the Lord at the time of death, and because so many times during his life he had also called on the name of the Lord, his sinful activities had been minimized and actually completely wiped out because his chanting was free from offense.
那么天使呢，维士努都他就解释了，因为呢，尽管他从事了很多罪恶的活动，但是呢，他死亡之时称呼神的名字，并且呢，在日常的时候呢，也经常称呼神的名字，而且这种名字呢是没有冒犯的，所以呢，不仅可以削减他的罪孽，直到最低的程度，甚至可以呢，完全就是说呢，擦除他这些的罪行。
He was committing sinful activities, but he was also chanting the holy name of the Lord unconsciously or unknowingly, only calling his son. So if a devotee commits sinful activities, but then chants the holy name of the Lord to atone for those activities, to try to free himself or herself from the sins of that activity, that is nama parad, and that will not do. So in this case, Ajamil did not commit this nama parad, but he chanted nama bas because he was just innocently chanting the name of Narayan.
所以的话呢，尽管就是说呢，阿正面一方面犯罪另一方面又唱诵圣名，但是呢，他唱诵圣名是在不知情的情况下唱诵的，并没有冒犯，所以的话呢，他的唱诵呢，并不类似于呢我们一些奉献者，我们唱诵圣名，但是一方面我们又去犯罪，然后呢，希望唱诵圣名能够抵消这种罪行，那么这属于呢 nama aparad 对圣名的冒犯，那么实际上阿正面唱诵的是nama abas，圣名的影子这种状态。
There are three stages of chanting, Nama Parad, Nama Bas, and Sudanam.
那么我们知道呢，唱诵圣名有三个阶段，有三种的类型，一个是 Nama Aparad, 冒犯性的圣名, Nama Bas, 圣名的影子，还有呢 Sudanam, 纯粹圣名。
Nama Parad means there are 10 offenses against chanting. One is chanting the holy name, but he does not think the name is Krishna, or he thinks it's a very pious activity, or he's committing offense to Vaishnavs, or not following Gurudev, or considering the name of Krishna to be equal to the name of the demigods, etc.
那么呢，唱诵圣名有十项的冒犯，大家可以呢回顾一下，包括呢，你唱诵圣名的时候认为唱诵圣名呢是一个吉祥的活动，或者是呢认为呢，圣名的话呢，主的圣名跟那像半神人呐，是一样的，半神名字是一样的，或是呢批评呢 Vaishnava 不遵守呢灵性导师训示，将灵性导师看作普通的凡人等等，这些呢都属于呢
And in the Namabas stage, the second stage, called the clearing stage, the offenseless stage, but not the pure stage, there are many different levels or categories. It may mean that one just jokingly chants, or inadvertently chants, or in an angry way chants, or a devotee who is practicing Krishna consciousness, trying his best to follow and avoiding the offenses, but is not so developed in bhakti. And all these categories may be considered the second stage of nama bas.
那么 nama bas 这个第二阶段的话呢，属于呢清洁的阶段，就清洁呢就是说属于呢没有冒犯的唱诵名，但是呢还不属于纯粹圣名，包括呢有时候呢开玩笑的时候唱诵圣名啊，还有以及呢通信者在修习的过程中呢，避开小心的避开冒犯，但是呢依然还没有唱诵纯粹圣名，等等，这里面呢层次相当之多的。
All chanting awards so much benefit. Nama Parad also awards material benefit. Nama Bas awards liberation. And the pure chanting of the holy name awards pure devotional service, loving devotional service to Krishna.
那么冒犯性的圣名可以赐予我们物质性的得意、财富等等这物质性的东西。 Nama Abbas 可以给我们解脱的。那么Sudanam纯粹圣名可以给我们对 Krishna纯粹的爱。
So the Vishnudutas has defeated the Yamadutas, and they had to leave. And the Vishnudutas then, they disappeared. And Ajamil, he got his life back. He should have died due to karma, but because of chanting, his karma was eradicated. All his sinful activities were eradicated. And by the mercy of Narayan, he got a second chance to live this life and practice bhakti.
那么天使的话呢, Vishnu Dutta 击败了这些鬼族了, Yamaduta, 所以的 Ajamil 的话呢, 尽管因为业报和卡玛的缘故的话呢，他就是应该受限已尽的了。但是呢，因为他唱诵主的圣名，所以呢，他的这个卡玛哈业报呢得到了修正啊，他呢获得了呢就是延长这个受限哈，他继续呢哈从事灵修。
Jamya wanted to say something to the Vishnu Dutas, but immediately they disappeared because sometimes the devotee is put into separation to increase the intensity of desire in separation. So this is what happened here.
那么当时呢，阿杰米尔呢还想哈向呢这些 Vishnu Dutta 说一些话，但是呢他们立即哈消失了。
Oh,
所以有时候呢
，again what we told
when.Ajamiya wanted to speak to the Vishnu Dutas and say something, but they disappeared from his sight.
Why?
Because they wanted to increase his desire in separation, plus he had not developed his pure bhakti, only he had become liberated from his sins.
No secret, not so much sukriti, to touch them and talk with them.
What at all?
Enough sukriti chilo na jodi sa paay prashno korbe ba kotha bolbe
not that reason he was not he has done only namabhas but not shuddha name a person cannot touch any parikar of krishna or vaikuntha until he isTotally pure. So at that time, he had not chanted pure name.
Only to show the glory of name, they appeared in front of him.
Only. So he could not touch. But in the end, when he went to Haridwar and began to remember Shuddha name by the grace of 400 Vishnu Duta.Then he became totally purified. And then same Vishnu Dut came. And they told that you should come in airplane. We will take you to Vaikunth. Then he questioned, why at that time you...
Could not take me.
Not allow me to touch your feet.
Touch your feet.
And now you are inviting me to come with you.
To come with you. Then he...They told, now you are quite pure, you have love, prema, and now you can be with us, and you will be also parikar of Vaikunthanath.
Yes.那么这里面哈有一个问题的，就是说呢，为什么阿珍密哈当时呢这些天使然后立即消失了，他没有机会呢得以呢哈触碰他们或是与他们对话？虚的规律呢就提到了，因为呢阿珍密尔那念诵的是呢南无阿巴什圣名的影子，而不是呢苏丹纳姆纯粹的圣名，所以呢任何人呢如果他没有呢，就说任何人如果他不是呢纯洁的，他是不能够触碰主哈或主的同游的，所以他必须哈就唱诵呢。纯粹圣名才行的，所以当时的话呢，
阿姐让他们拿 Hari Bol， five two minutes， what？
But we are seeing Gurudev touching Gurudev.
This is Bhaum Bhaum Lila.
Gurudev is not Vishnu Dut, not Narayan. Gurudev is the Dut of Radha and Krishna, so we can touch it.
I'm not liberated. Jaja Radharam.
Jai Harina Mahamantra Ki Jai 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 Radha Ramana Hari Bo Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bo Jai Jai RadhaI'm sorry.
Any person is married but no son and daughter, they become very sad, worry. They try anyhow, a son must be. But we should know, son cannot give eternal happiness. He may himself die at any time. So only Krishna Bhakti will give you pleasure, transcendental pleasure. And one thing more, we should try to be very careful from Vaishnava Aparadha. If anyone is high class of Vaishnava, even there is chance to be any Vaishnava Aparadha. And by that Vaishnava Aparadha, he comes down. It is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sukadeva Goswami has told Parikshit Maharaj the story of life of Chitraketu Maharaj. Sriman Bhaktivedanta Madhava Maharaj will speak about this.
Now, we also saw 任何人的话呢，如果他结婚的无儿无女的话，他们会很伤心。他们总是尝试的哈，一定要生个儿子。但是我们要知道，儿子呢是不能够带来永远永恒的快乐的，因为他也有哈，就是死亡的那一日。只有 Krishna Bhakti 才能给我们带来超人的快乐。所以还有一件事情就是说呢哈，在休息的过程中一定要小心啊 ，Vaishnava Aparad。如果有一位高阶奉献者在场的话， 那么就有会有呢哈冒犯的这个哈危险存在，那么这种冒犯呢会导致我们的堕落，所以在 Sukadeva Goswami 在对应的 Parishtajin 的讲经之中呢也提到了一个例子，那就是 Chichangetu 哈这个故事。
तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम
First of all, I offer my humble obeisances on the request of my Paramaradha Guru Pad Padma, Om Vishnu Pad, Ashtodara Satasishmad Bhakti Vedanta Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Pad, Paribrajak Acharya Varja, Ashtodara Satasishmad Bhakti Vedanta Srila Narayan Goswami Maharaj.
首先我向我的灵性导师 Om Vishnu Pad, Ashtodara Satasishmad Bhakti Vedanta Bhavman Maharaj 的莲花圣主呢，自己的虔诚的顶拜。 同样，我也向呢 Om Vishnu Pad Prabhujakshaya Astota Shishima Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj 的莲花主呢，自己虔诚顶拜。
I pay my obeisances the lotus feet of my spiritual grandsire Nityalila Prasthan Vishnu Pad Shri Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj and Nityalila Prasthan Vishnu Pad Shri Bhaktan Swami Maharaj and all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who assembled here to encourage me to speak some Harikatha.
那么呢，我也向呢我的师公 Nityalila Prabhishta Om Vishnu Pad Astota Shishi Bhakti Pragyana Keshav Goswami Maharaj 的莲花主顶拜，以及向哦圣Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj 的莲花主顶拜，向在座的哈 Vaishnava Vaishnavi 以及哈 Sanyasi 呢，鼓舞我呢讲这堂经的哈，有人的顶拜。
Srila Gurudev ordered me to discuss something about life history and teachings of Chitragetu Maharaj.
那么，Srila Gurudev 呢？命令我呢，讲述呢？Chitraketu 王的这个生平故事以及他的这个教导。Chitraketu
Maharaj, in ancient time in India, he was the king of entire India. Not only that, he is king of empire of whole world.
那么，Chitraketu 王在远古的印度的话呢，不仅是印度之王了，也是呢，当时呢。 整个宇宙之王，世界之王。
In ancient India, everybody used to do bhajan. So, in bhajan, there are so many stages. And Chitragetu Maharaj gradually, he developed his devotional life.
Develop his devotional life. 那么呢，在灵修之中呢，有不同的阶段的话，Chitragetu的话呢，国王的话呢，经历的话，就是说不同的阶段后呢，逐渐进步。
But he has no children at all.
那么当时呢，他没有养育任何儿子，没有生育。
So he was thinking, when I will die, who will do my ritual ceremony?
他就想着，我死后，谁给我做这些？
Who will be successor also?
谁会作为我的继任者呢？谁会给我做这些后来的这些仪式呢？
And who will be successor of my kingdom?
谁将成为我王国的继任者呢？
If there is no king in kingdom, then so much chaos will be in the kingdom, so many decorations and other things, so king must be needed, who will be my successor?
所以呢，他说呢，如果一个国没有王的话呢，那么就会有很多混乱，也会有很多盗贼，所以这样子的话呢，一个王国必然要有一个王。
In ancient India, the kings and all others, they used to respect saintly person. The saintly person used to come in the royal family of Chitragetu Maharaj, others every time they used to come. So one day, Angida Rishi. Not Augusta, Angida Rishi. Angida Rishi visit to his royal palace. And Angida Rishi give him seat, fifth bath, and did arati, and did very nice respect. Chittagata Maharaj did everything for Angida Rishi.
那么当时在印度的话呢，他们非常尊重圣人这个传统的。那么圣人也经常呢拜访呢这些王族哈，这些王家贵族。所以有一日的话呢，安吉尔里什呢就拜访了契丘盖图王。所以契丘盖图呢以这个呢同样的礼节的话呢来款待这个圣人哈，给他呢沐足啊哈，包括呢端茶送水哈等等的这些呢礼节。
When Sangli person is to go anybody's house, they always ask him, how are you, what you are doing, your devotional is going on nicely or not. Like Gurudev Bhayarbhai, disciple or devotee made, Gurudev gives some harikatha, because this is our Guru Param, line of our Guru Parampara. In same way, Chittagata Maharaj, when he gives some nice treatment to him, then Angirarishi asks, oh king, you are happy in this world? Everything is going on nicely. Your military under your control. All subjects are happy. He asks one after another question.
那么呢，一般哈圣人来到呢一个人家中哈，都会询问的哈，你过的你们过得怎么样哈，等等这些问题。那么像释迦牟尼佛等哈，所到之处呢哈，都会讲经。当然，这是我们这条圣人的这个传统。所以呢，契丘盖图王呢非常好的款待了这个呢安吉拉利希。所以呢，这个圣者的话呢就询问他哈，说你
Chittagata Maharaj told, yes, which you are asking everything okay, but some defect are there. What is that? I have no son at all. So who will be my successor after me? And who will do my ritual ceremony?
当时呢，这个契丘盖图王呢就说了，你所问的都很好，但是呢，只有一个呢，就是 缺陷呢，就是说呢，我没有儿子，谁会成为我国王的继任者？谁会呢给我做那些仪式呢？
If somebody did some good activities, you'll go heavenly planet. If not, we'll go to hellish planet. According to Vedic tradition, Punnama Narakatrayate Yasa Putra. There are so many sections of hellish planet. By ritual ceremony, who can deliver from the hellish planet of Put, he called Putra. But Chito told, I have no Putra at all.
那么呢，就是说呢，在远古哈印度的话呢，他们呢这个理论呢，就是说呢，你做好事哈，做虔诚活动呢，就能上天堂哈，做了不好的事要下地狱的。所以他说了哈，像地狱里面那些人的话呢，都急着他后代给他做这些各种的哈这个仪式，啊各种的祭礼的话呢，而已呢提升。但是呢，我哈，谁是我的儿子呢哈？
There is no son in your destiny. But Chittagata told, oh, you are like Almighty. Like God, you are very near and dear to God, keep and give to God, so please give me one son, I beg to you, nothing else.
那么当时安吉拉利希呢，就对契丘盖图王说了，他说呢，你命中是无子的，那么当时呢，契丘盖图王就一再的恳求，说你是呢，就是说呢，是我的祝福者，你请你赐我一个儿子。
Angirarishi told, by son, no one be happy in this world, don't be so much hunger for your son.
那么安吉拉利什就说了，有儿子也未必快乐，所以不要渴求这个儿子了。Better
you can do bhajan, your life will be successful. Son will not give you permanent happiness.
他说最好能够做 bhajan 灵修，这样才能给你的快乐，儿子是不能够给你永恒的快乐的。But
Chittagata insisting again and again, no, please give me one son, I need only one son, nothing else.
那么契丘盖图一再的恳求圣人，说的，请给我赐我一个儿子，我就要一个儿子就行。
When insisting and begging again and again, Angirarishi said, okay, you'll be one son, but he'll give you happiness and sorrows, both.
那么呢，安吉拉利希在这个国王的一再的恳求下呢，就答应了，他说呢，我将赐你一个儿子，那么这个儿子将给你带来呢，痛苦和快乐两者。
King thought, okay, because when he'll take birth in our family, then he'll give happiness, maybe when he grow enough, then he'll not care for me, not obey me, he'll be disobedient to me, so no problem.
所以呢，契丘盖图王就想了，就说呢，儿子呢，诞生在一个家里面，会给家庭带来快乐。当然呢，他长大之后，如果不听从我，违背我，不照顾我，不在乎我的话呢，可能会给我，就带来痛苦。 但是呢我不在意这些东西。
So Angirali gave one fruits to king and told to whom he'll give your queen, she will be pregnant and yield a child.
那么呢 Angirali 呢就将一个水果呢就给递给了这个国王，说那你给那个妃子谁吃了的话呢谁就能怀孕。
So King Chitrakatu gave this fruit to his first queen Kritaduti, and she became pregnant and in child. When his baby became matured and he had a very beautiful, handsome son.
那么呢，那个Chitrakatu王将这个水果的话呢，给他的第一个就这个妃子的，那么这个妃子呢就是说呢怀孕了，然后呢生了一个非常漂亮的儿子。
Like from new moon to full moon, moon is increasing day by day and look much more attractive and beautiful. In the same way, sun is growing day by day, very healthy and very nicely.
那么就像新月到满月，那么这个月相变化一样，那么这个儿子出生之后呢，日益成长，然后呢就是说非常的就是出色。King
Phargat completely and neglect his royal duty and always attached with his Kritaduti queen, and he neglect completely other queens who was in his royal family.
那么当时呢这个国王的话呢也忽略他作为王室的职责了，非常宠爱呢这个给他养育的儿子这个妃子。 忽略了其他的妃子。
Always been kissing the baby, always with that queen. Other queen thought, oh, as before, king had equal behavior with us, along with Kritaduti. Nowadays, he not caring for us like a maid servant also. Okay, the son is the root of all evil.
那么其他王妃呢，就心怀记恨的说，之前的话呢，国王对我们和这个 Kritaduti 的是一样的，现在的话呢，他有了个儿子的。 却呢就把我们当做女仆还不如了，所以呢他说这个儿子呢就是问题的根源了。
If there is no bamboo, there is no chance of fruit, because fruit made of bamboo. So in same way, if there is no sun, there is no cause of negligence for us. So some other have removed this sun from this world, then they made a conspiracy.
所以呢这些王妃就说了没有竹子的话呢就没有笛子，做不了笛子，所以的话呢没有这个儿子的话呢。 也不会呢有我们这种被忽略受漠视的这种状态促进，所以他说一定要把这个儿子铲除了，这个王子铲除了，所以他们呢就密谋。Then
they commonly bribe that babysitter, the maid servant, quite a lot, and ask her to mix some strong poison with his drinking milk, and she did so.
那么呢这些王妃呢贿赂了这个抚养这个小王子的这个保姆。 所以呢，在这个保姆给他的食物里面呢掺杂了这个毒，下了个毒给孩子。
When that boy drink that milk, and after that, she put her on a swing, and the boy was sleeping.
那么这个小王子的话呢，吃了这个混有毒药的牛奶之后呢，就被放到秋千摇床上睡着了。
So boy used to sleep and woke up every day. And now he sleeps forever, he never woke up anymore.
那么小孩子一般早上会醒过来的，但是这个孩子一睡不醒。
It became quite late. Kritaduti went to that boy, why boy is not weeping, why not working, why is making so late?
那么Chitaketu王去到儿子那里，就说为什么孩子还没起床，为什么这么晚还没有起身。
Then she asked her babysitter, the maid servant, oh, go and bring my son, why is he sleeping so much? I want to feed my breast milk, and I have to feed him, bring him immediate from swing.
那么当时呢，他就询问了，他说为什么我的儿子，孩子还在睡觉，还没有起来，赶快叫他过来，要喂他这个奶喝的。
When maid servant went there, she knows everything, but seeing the baby, began to weep so bitterly, lamenting so bitterly, alas, alas, son has died, son has died.
那么这个女仆当然也知道了事情的这个结果了，但是她还假装在那里哭。 哎呀，不好了，孩子死了。
As soon as the Kritaduti queen came and seen this baby, he began to lament so much and faint there.
那么呢，就是Chitaketu的王妃来到这现场的话，发现自己儿子死了后，在那里就失声痛哭。
Immediate news went to royal palace, and king came somehow or other, helping the, keeping his hand on the shoulder of Brahmins and ministers, and came back same place where son was.
Die, deathbed. 那么这个国王也在婆罗门这个搀扶之下的话呢，来到了这个现场，就他的儿子已经去死掉了。
All are weeping so bitterly, but other queens who made conspiracy and mixed the poison with milk, they are weeping more bitterly and lamenting more bitterly than Kritodukhi, his own mother.
那么所有人都哭得呼天抢地的都很伤心啊，实际上那些下毒的王妃他们哭得比他的母亲还要伤心。
When all are weeping bitterly, no one there to console them. In the meantime, same Mangira Rishi came there along with Narad Rishi.
那么所有人都哭得很厉害，没有人能够安慰他们，所以这个时候，Angira Rishi就来到了。
When Angira Rishi and Narad Rishi came, and then what is the cause of lamenting? Then king told the son expired.
那么当时呢, Angira Rishi and Narada 到现场的时候就问他们，说呢，什么让你们这么伤心？ 那么呢，国王就说，儿子走了，去世了。
Then Angira Rishi keep his hand on the chest of the boy. Oh, get up, get up.
那么呢, Angira Rishi 将手放在这个孩子的胸前，说呢，你起来吧，起身吧。
Then boy come in sense again and told, oh, your parents are weeping so bitterly, lamenting for you. Why are you not talking?
那么这个儿子就是说这个孩子的话呢就起来了，恢复了知觉，那些人就，那么 Angira Rishi 就说了，他说你的父母哭得这么伤心，为什么不跟他们说话？
Then boy told, who is my mother? Who is my father? As before, I became their parents, I became father and mother. Which father of which birth? I don't know them at all.
那么呢这个孩子就说了，谁是我的父亲呢？在前世我也有父亲也有母亲，那么有这么多，就是说这么多这个父母亲。
While I am now at present, I am more happy than here. Please let me go there.
他说呢，我现在所处的处境的话呢，远比呢这个位置呢要快乐，让我走吧。
Then Angira Rishi told to king and queen, do you like to your son be here? He is telling he does not know you, he never recognized you. Then Angira Rishi told, okay, if he is happy there and could not recognize us, don't like to be with us, where is let him go there?
那么 Angira Rishi 就问，这个Chichagetu王说，你的孩子想到别的地方去，那比更快乐，不想留下来跟你们。 认不得你们，所以呢， Chichagetu 就说，既然他在那里更快乐，那就让他走吧。
Now Chichagetu Maharaj understood and realized why Angira Rishi told him as before, the son will be cause of happiness and distress. Now he understood.
那么Chichagetu现在就明白了，为什么说当时圣人给他儿子的时候就说了，这个儿子将给你带来快乐，也将给你带来痛苦。
Angira Rishi told to king, whoever taken birth in this world, one day must have to give up this world. And none can go with him. He came alone, have to go alone.
那么呢, Angira Rishi 也说到了，就是说任何人来到这个世界上的话，终有一日要走的。 那么他走的时候，也是单独一个人，来的时候也是单独一个人。
Son never give us eternal tranquility, peace of mind, and could not give permanent happiness.
那么儿子并不能给你带来永恒的这种平和和快乐。
I don't want to go details you know about Bhagavatam, how Dhundukari make chaos for his parents. Dhundukari, in Bhagavat Mahatma, he makes so much chaos. I'm not going to details to discuss. He was son and I make so much chaos for his family.
Dhundukari.
Dhundukari,这个故事, 那么可能不想讲那么多了。
Another story. So, if you do bhajan, then your life will be successful.
那么如果你灵修做bhajan的话，你们生命是成功的。
Then king and queen Kritadhuti both took initiation from Angira Rishi. Because Angira Rishi told them, like in Srimad Bhagavad Gita mentioned second chapter, the soul never die and none can cut the soul, none can burn the soul, and soul never take birth and death, only the body change. So when he told all these things, Chittagatu Maharaj and Kritadhuti took initiation from Angira Rishi.
那么这个王妃和国王最后就皈依了这个圣人。
Not Angira Rishi.
Narad Rishi.
Narad Rishi, 就是这个人。
He gave the mantra of Sankarsan.
Yeah. And Narad Rishi, sorry, not Angira Rishi, they initiated by Narad Rishi, and he gave the mantra of Sankarsan.
那么他给予他的这个曼陀罗是Sankarsan这个曼陀罗，并且教导他们灵魂是不死的，火不能烧，水不能清，也不能被切，等等，这个灵魂的这个本质，这个知识。
Seeing this, the other queens, they all came to Narad Rishi and they told, we are the cause of death of this boy. We mixed poison Oh, now we understood what blunder mistake we did. Please excuse us. They ask apology to Narada Rishi and Angira Rishi.
那么其他的王妃看到这种情景的话，然后就向了这个圣者，Narada Rishi呢就讲述了，他说是我们导致了这个孩子的死亡，因为我们在他的食物里面下毒和投毒了，所以他请求圣人的宽恕和原谅。
Please accept us as your disciple and give us mantra to we'll do bhajan also.
他说呢，请接受我，请原谅宽恕我们，并且呢，接受我们为门徒，授予我们曼陀罗，我们也想修行。
Then Narada Rishi gave mantra to all queens and they did bhajan also.
所以的话呢，Narada也将这个曼陀罗传授给所有其他的王妃，然后他们也开始走上了这个修行之路。
Doing bhajan, Chittagata Maharaj, after his perfection, became the friend of Lord Shiva.
那么呢，因为呢灵修发展这个力量了，这个Chittagata的话呢，最后成为了希腊神的这个朋友。
What he told?
Shiva mitra saman hoye gelo ni bhajan kore.
He was liberated and became parikar of Vaikunthanath.
And became friend of Lord Shiva.
So teachings in this history that we should not hankering for children. Children will not give us peace and tranquility of mind and not permanent happiness. If we do bhajan, then our soul will be happy and then we'll get permanent happiness in this world and going transcendental world. So no
because Chittagata Maharaj was meditating the mantra of Sankarsan. And also Sankarsan is guru of
Lord Shiva.
Lord Shiva. So they were like guru, God brother.
He became Gandharva.
Gandharva, but in this stage.
因为他呢接受的是哈桑卡山的这个曼陀罗，所以呢，桑卡山也是呢希瓦神的孤儒，所以实际上呢他跟希瓦神的关系呢也是神兄弟的关系。Because
if you have so many children and other, then your energy will go here and there, and your mind will be distributed here and there, then you will not able to do one pointed bhajan. So which have heard from Srila Gurudev, we have to keep our attachment. The lotus feet of Gurudev, and Gurudev will transfer into lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. So one day after our perfection, we'll go to Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna's abode and serve there, then we'll be happy forever and not to come back again in this world, an endless cycle of birth and death. Hare Krishna.
那么在Chittagata这个故事里面，我们知道了，不要过度的依恋儿子，那么儿子不能给我们带来快乐和平和的。 所以的话呢，我们要放弃呢，对这些呢，就是说呢，儿女这种依附的话呢，将这种依附呢转交给Gurudev，Gurudev会呢将这种依附给传递给 Mahaprabhu 和 Radha Krishna。
Tomorrow we will continue Chittagata Maharaj Upakhyan.
History, how we became Vritrasur, how we became demon, how we pray to God, so many things, very nice teachings. After that, Gurudev order to me stop here, so I'm following this order, and tomorrow we'll continue again. Hare Krishna. Pancha Kalpata Rupasya Vipara Sindhu Bhaya Gacha.